We do have Bibles in the house, but we ask you to leave them in the house when you go. Amen. We're just letting you use them while you're here. Let's go over to Genesis chapter 22. Praise God. Genesis chapter 22. By the way, Patricia Bailey Jones is here. Patricia Bailey Jones, give me that microphone up there. You know, she is a globe trotter. I mean, she goes in places that even seasoned missionaries don't go. Tell them a little bit about what happened, that miracle that they worked in the Philippines. You know, the Philippines had that big devastation over there. Come on up. Praise God. Give her a hand clap. She's such a precious, precious, precious
sister. Praise the Lord, Living Word. Well, Living Word sent us to the Philippines, and many people know about the typhoon that happened, and of course, because CNN covered the typhoon portion of the devastation, they didn't cover the fact that amongst the 7,100 other islands, many of them were devastated by earthquakes. So we had a chance to go into the epic center of where the earthquake hit. And so our team went in, and our main emphasis were clean water, because when people are desperate in situations like that, if the earthquake doesn't get them, the lack of clean water can get them. So we had clean water filters that you provided. We took in meds, because 42,000 women are going to give birth to babies this month with no hospitals. Secondly, we had a chance to go in and take in food and vitamin C. So we'd done all of our efforts, went everywhere we were supposed to go. The team had packed up. The other part of the team headed back to the United States. But down in my belly, I felt that there was some village, somebody left that we missed, somebody we got to go back to. So we went back into Sacbayan. We got transportation, went so far back up in the jungle, till in the natural it didn't make any sense because the team knew we didn't have much aid left. We had given out almost everything, had very little left. But I felt, let's just step out and believe God and just obey the unction. So when we got out into the jungle and we started giving out things, we knew when we brought things out and saw the crowd, it wasn't going to be enough, especially when it gets to the children, because I love to give out toys. And it's different when you run out of toys with kids because they don't understand. So it's like, you know, you better really be believing God. So we started giving out the things, and we looked at what we had, and we gave out, and we gave out, and we gave out, and we gave out, and we kept giving. And you know, in these type of things, when you're doing aid distribution, it seems like the lines get longer and longer. And so the team started breaking things into pieces to kind of divide the toys up. We never gave out the bottom of an already half-filled box when we started. If God can multiply fish, he can multiply that. So I just want to say this as I hand the mic back over to Pastor. We're sitting up under the anointing that rests upon our pastor. And you all have to believe that what's on him will fall over on us. And that our responsibility is to take what he's giving us, and we have to prosper. We have to get out of debt because there's work to be done out there. And we're to be his arms, his hands, his feet extended in the world that God's called us to. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. She's headed now for Benin and also Togo in Africa. Amen. Okay. Did I tell you Genesis 22?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. If you don't have it by now, just look on the board there. It should be all right. one of the things that he says in 3 John 2, he said, "Beloved, I wish," or a translation says, "I pray that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers." And notice what God wants to do to prosper you. He wants to prosper your soul. That's your mind, will, emotions, intellect, and imagination. He wants to prosper that. He doesn't want to leave your mind behind. He wants to prosper that. And you'll find that he says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, what? So is he." So God, you know, I'm seeing, and I'll teach this on my major lesson today, but he's really restoring us back to the place that Adam was before the fall. Amen. So here, he is starting with a man named Abraham, or Abram as he was called at first. And he was taking Abram and he was setting him up, really. Sometimes God will set you up. I didn't get any amens on that, but that's all right. So is Abraham. And so now let's start here with God telling Abram that he was going to take his son and go up on a mountain that he was going to show him and offer up his son as a sacrifice. Now, Abram, the Bible says, obeyed God. He trusted God. Now, let's look and see what it says here. Verse 4, let's start there. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abram said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass or donkey, and I and the lad shall go yonder and worship and come again to you. Notice what he's going to go do. Is he and the lad were going to go and worship. Now God told him to give his son. And somehow, if you look at the word son, I think about seed. So he was saying to Abram, I want you to give your seed. And, you know, that seed to Abram was really precious. Because Abram didn't have children, Abraham, and God gave him a child through he and Sarah, and Sarah had never had children. So God had to, by grace, give him a child. So God gave him seed, then one day asked for it back. Now, how many of you know God will never ask for something from you without giving you something better? Isn't he a good God? But I'm just saying, it's interesting because there's a scripture here found in Psalm chapter 126, and it's verse 5. He says this. He says that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. The next verse, he says, he that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless, ooh, I like that word, come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Sheaves represent harvest. So he's saying, hey, doubtless, have no doubt that this is going to work. But he's saying precious seed. Now that's a different kind of seed. I said that's a different kind of seed. And this precious seed is what God called for with Abraham. Because the precious seed is what humanity called for from God. God so loved, come on, the world that he gave what? Who? His only begotten son. See? If Abraham couldn't have done this, then that over there couldn't have been done. That's why Abraham is so revered and honored. Because he did it. And folks, your seed represented your future. And so here, he called for the seed. So Abraham goes up. Now, what the movies have that kind of depict this sometimes, they have Abraham crying, Sarah crying, oh no, don't take my son. That is not what happened. I said, that is not what happened. Now, I'm saying that because the Bible says over in John 16 that the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. And over in Hebrews chapter 11, if you put that up there, it talks about Abraham. And this is what he says about it. He says this. And Abraham, I'm still waiting on Hebrews chapter 11, praise God. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Where have you heard those words before? Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. In other words, that's going to be your future. Accounting that God was able to do what? Raise him up. Where have you heard that before? Even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. He caught a glimpse of this thing before it took place. And I'm telling you, if you know that you're going to get something back, you don't cry about giving something. When God spoke to me and told me to leave my job there when I was working with IBM and said, hey, I want you to go full-time ministry, let me tell you, when he first said that, I tried to leave every time I make a date to go, and that date starts coming, all of a sudden I hear a voice saying, baby, need a new pair of shoes. Then I'd set another date, light bill too, you know. And what happened? I kept putting it off. Couldn't see. But I got a hold of tape teaching, and this guy was teaching on the power of seed time and harvest, or sowing and reaping. And he began to talk about it and went to this verse, Mark chapter 10, verses 29 and 30. No man that has left house or mother, father, sister, brother, land for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. And I just took that and I began to meditate it. Well, what happens with meditation is meditation now changes your belief. So my soul had to prosper. Say, soul prospers. And then once that happened, this thing came alive inside of me one day in St. Paul, Minnesota. It came alive in me. I saw it. I said, hey, I'm going to tell my boy. I called my wife and said, baby, I'm leaving this company. She said, praise the Lord. And she knew I'd been setting dates. And then I went to my boss. I said, hey, John, I've got to leave the company. He jumped up, closed the door. What's wrong, Bill? I said, nothing's wrong. I got a call on my life. He said, you got a what? I said, I got a call on my life. Bill, take 2 weeks off. I said, all right, praise God, I'll take that too. So I did. And I took 2 weeks off and it got stronger. Why? Because I meditated it stronger. See, when light comes, all of struggle ceases. When light comes, entrance of thy word giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. Psalm 119 and verse 130. So I'm saying when light comes in your life, all struggle ends. And what you need if you're struggling is you need some light. And so get in that word, meditate until your soul prospers, and then light will come. And then next thing I did, I went back to him again. He said, well, how you feel now, Bill? He thought I had recovered. He said, how do you feel? I said, John, I'm not only leaving, but I got to leave right away. He said, oh. Why? Because I could see this. I could see people. I could see it. See, when you can see it, see, when you can't see anything, you can't sow your last or your best. But I could sow it all. I sowed my future. And look at what God did. Say amen to that. But the Bible says over in Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Put it up there, please. One of my favorite scriptures. Glory to God. Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. For what he will do for Bill Winston, he will do for you. Is that what it just said? Amen. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. What does accepted with him mean? Had the same access to his blessing. So in every nation, will this work in Africa? Yes. Will this work in China? Yes. Will this work in your community? Yes. It doesn't make any difference where you are, who you are. God is no respecter of persons. If he'll do it for Bill Winston, he will do it for you. If you'll do it for Abraham, if you'll do it for Paul, if you'll do it for David, if you'll do it, boy, I feel like y'all, can y'all feel, you feeling me? No, y'all feeling me? Okay. So what am I saying? No. God gives seed to the sower. Put it up there. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10. Look what he says. God administers seed to the sower, both ministers bread to for your food and multiplies what? Your seed sown. So what do we have? We have a debt cancellation, that we want to pay off the remaining debt on this facility. And I can't find my little seed envelope that I know I had it just a while ago, but I don't know where it is. Okay, you can get me one, sure. I want them to see it. We've come down from 11 million down to 1.4. And we're going to wipe that out. And this is a seed envelope right here. We're asking everybody to believe God for what? $1,000. Now notice God gives what? Seed to the sower. Who gave Abraham that child? God did. Did he give it to him supernaturally?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's going to give you this seed?
God.
Is he going to give it to you supernaturally?
Yes.
Amen. God is going to do it. Now give God a praise and thank him for your seed sowing. Prepare your tithes and your offerings. You can send in your offering by text on the internet. And God bless you. Thank you very much for your giving.